And I'm like, I'm serious here. My balls, I sweat.
All right, man.
These people.
Right, you ready for a good ass show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Drink to that.
Cool.
It's just one more.
That's a
I think before drinking a sec.
With date, you should have done.
Yeah, I know.
All right, here we are.
Here we are.
We're back again.
Black again.
It's another edition. It's another episode of my show. And apparently he's going to go pour another drink here pretty soon.
Yeah.
This is Dave.
Speaking of black again.
Oh, God. It's Black Dave.
Black Dave.
I want to do this, but have you guys seen the AI-generated art that's just making everybody black on Google?
Nope.
I haven't seen that one.
Yep. All right, I'll send you pictures and we'll talk about it.
Like Hulk Hogan?
Yep.
When and, it comes crashing down.
The only that, time
he already says brother a lot, and I've heard him say some other things, so.
And Booker T called him some things.
Yep, so he should have a pass. And speaking of passes,
no.
It's Robin.
No, he should not have a pass.
Goddamn right I am. Hey, and he wasn't talking about ski passes or anything like that. I mean, he might have been. Actually, I don't know. Anyway, hey. Bring him
the
back.
The naysayer up. Pass.
The he's got a free neighbor pass. It's the hoop snake known as Jake.
Catching tips.
That's pretty good contact. That's about 80% there. That's pretty good.
Hey.
But yeah, it's me. It's one take Jake back in the saddle again.
Black
and,
in the saddle again.
We got a couple things to talk about, I guess.
I wrote down things.
Robin's written down some things. I did some things. I saw some things. Dave's here, too.
I did some stuffs.
Dave what? Showed up at my house.
Hmm?
To you know do why? What?
Because he couldn't text me.
Yeah.
I recall. I got a text about that.
Yep. Not from Dave.
Not from me.
Not from Dave.
What happened, Dave?
So anyways, I was out in Drew doing my salamander surveys and had a chest rig with my binoculars in it, and I just shoved my phone down in there. Normally not a big deal because the water, we don't even go out to depths that are going to be that high because they're not going to lay that deep. They like to lay in the little shallower areas in the sedge. So anyways, I'm walking around and I slip on a berm, sedge berm. They're like canals in between each of these berms. And I slip on it and my knee goes into it. And it's just that mucky bottom of the pond mud and just slick.
That's
so I just start
sludge.
Yeah, sludge. And I just feel myself sliding down into the water. I've got my hands in the water at this point trying to hold myself. But if I would have just grabbed the berm, maybe. But I'm like, ah, and I'm like, oh, I'm going down.
Ah, so, what were you like?
I was like, ah, I'm going down. Actually, I'm pretty sure that is exactly what I said. Because no one was looking at me at the time. And I'm just like, ah, I'm going down.
Everybody look.
Yeah. So as I go, my buddy Eric reaches out. I grab his hand, but I get like a little bit of my chest. Huh?
Oh, so now there's an Eric.
There's an Eric. I wasn't alone. So I get a little water inside my waders.
Tell us about Eric.
Not a big deal. Eric, Eric is a mushroom guy. He knows a lot about different lichens and the such.
I'm not liking this guy much at all.
He says a lot of things that I don't understand, but I don't know anything about mushrooms. So, cool dude. Another one of those wildlife biologist people.
Nerd.
He just knows a lot more. Yeah, another one of us wildlife nerds. But anyways, he gets me up. He picks me up. And I'm like, all right, no big deal. We're walking, and I find an egg mass. I'm like, cool, I'm going to take pictures of this and then mark it on the map. I'll GPS it. So I open up my bino bag, and it is full of water with my phone in there. And I'm like, huh. Okay. Pull my phone out. It's still working. I'm like, all right, cool. So I take my pictures. But later that night, it tells me that
bam, bam, bam.
facial recognition. The true depth thing, it's not working. I'm like, oh, so I have to type in my code? That's annoying. Whatever. What is this, 2007?
Maybe I'm drunk.
Right? And then about, a little bit later, it tells me that it it cannot find service, and it won't even let me go to the option to turn it on to look for cell service. And then sitting there on my phone, and all of a sudden it like flickers a little bit and then just goes black. But whatever video is playing, I can still hear it. And I'm touching the screen, and I like hit where the pause button, where the pause button would be, and it stops the video. And then I'm like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing now.
So now it's just audio pornography.
Yeah, just audio porn. It gets me there.
Audio porn, it gets me there. Is early later.
With a colon in the middle there.
Right.
Speaking of colons.
Oh, God. Coloniza.
Yeah. So anyways, I had to go to T-Mobile, tell them the story. They tell me, they give me a pamphlet. So I have to drive all, I have to drive the 35 minutes to the T-Mobile store.
They give you a pamphlet.
Yeah, because I have insurance. I've always had insurance on my phone because I've always broken things.
Shocking.
Yeah, right. So they give me a pamphlet. So I drive all the way back home. I go to log in on my computer, and it's like, what is your 6-digit PIN? So I punch in what my usual 6-digit PIN is. It's like, that doesn't exist. And I was like, what? So I tried, and I was like, okay, maybe I did this. So I finally, it keeps saying, all right, you need to reset. So it's like, we sent the number a text message with a temporary code. I'm like, no, that's the thing. My phone doesn't work.
So no, I got two accounts. I got to move money from the personal account to the
account. So then I call them, and I give them the rundown. My phone doesn't work. And she's like, all right, cool. What's your phone number? We'll just send you a temporary. I was like, no, did you miss the whole part where I told you the phone's not working and that's why I'm doing this? So finally, the next day, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go up there, get my PIN number fixed. I took my laptop with me because I'm like, because at this point, I'm thinking I have to drive to Eugene. So I'm just going to make a day of it. I get up there, get my PIN situated, and the girl that's working there, she's like, oh, hold on, let me make a phone call. She gets on her phone real quick, calls some dude up, and then she hangs up and she says, hey, so I know a guy who fixes phones, and he could probably take care of your phone for like $155. And I was like, that's only 55 more than what I would have had to pay
for my insurance. A very specific number.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. So I go over there, and I get my phone back, and I gave the guy a tip, and he's like, oh, no, it's fine. I was like, no, you just saved me two trips to Eugene, one to drop my phone off and one to pick it up. I'm like, we're good. The only problem is now facial recognition still doesn't work. But he said that he's like, there's nothing really I can do about that part. And I was like, well, I got all my info. And then he told me, he says, when you've got the extra money to get that extra $100, he's like, turn your phone off and then call, email them or whatever and say your phone got stolen. And they'll send you a brand new one of the same model for $100.
There you go.
Then you've got two phones, one for parts, one that actually works.
Sounds like this guy's done that before.
Yeah, right.
It's like those people who know how to run the hustles very, very specifically. Like, okay, this is how you get free Nikes. All
right, listen. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, even still, like, I've listened to the whole Nike warranty thing. It doesn't make sense to me.
I know. I have a pair that I plan on taking. I just, I'm like, it doesn't seem like it's real.
Like what? I'm going to walk in there and be like, all right, here's some Nikes. And they're just going to be like, okay, and?
Yeah, right. Nice.
What do you want us to do with that?
Like I want to return them. And they'll be like, no.
Like, nice shitty Nikes there, bud.
They'll be like, do you have a receipt? And they'll be like, no. And they'll be like, okay, well, you really need a receipt.
I don't need a receipt to show you that these are Nikes. We're not questioning whether I bought them. I acquired them.
You didn't I ask how. Acquired them.
They don't ask how, they ask how many, and I have two.
I want to make a trip of it. We'll all meet up in Portland. Like, I've got a few pairs that could be replaced.
Isn't there a Nike store in Eugene?
There is one in Eugene.
Oh, well, I was thinking halfway for Jake's sake.
Yeah, but I can do stuff in Eugene.
Okay.
There's nothing in Portland for me.
Fair.
Except a warehouse I don't really work at.
But three dudes just roll up with like seven pairs of Nikes.
Help.
BT Dubs, I'd like some new ones, please.
Like, hey, I want these exact shoes, only clean.
Yeah.
TikTok told me I could take these back.
Mm-hmm. TikTok also told me I could get basically free airplane tickets if I just ask for them.
Okay.
Like if you go on a flight and you're in any way inconvenienced, you get like $200.
Mm-hmm. I got $200 because they changed the date of a flight I had. It was really like a 12-hour change, but because of that, they were like, well, it's a different day, so here's some money.
You're like, cool.
Yeah, I'll use that for the next time I go to Vegas, and yep. I did.
You're just like, well, how about instead of the $200, you just give me some cocaines and let me bring it on the plane?
Mm-hmm. Cocaine's on the plane.
Cocaine's on the plane.
Dude, that would be a much better movie.
I'm tired of these motherfucking cocaines on this motherfucking plane.
And honestly, cocaine on a plane is much more plausible.
Right.
Especially depending on the plane. If mm-hmm. it's a Cessna.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Guaranteed there's cocaine on the plane.
Just all over. And Lindsay Lohan's trying to steal it all.
Jumping out the door.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole movie.
Yep. I don't know. I just heard a story not too long ago about Lindsay Lohan stealing cocaine from somebody.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, what? It was Steve-O.
Oh, God.
Whoa, so here I am, right? Oh, God. Yeah. Sitting there, Lindsay Lohan. Wow. I can't keep doing that.
It's just like destroying his vocal cords.
Yeah, yeah, that hurt. I got, that wasn't hurt on too the inside. Bad. That hurts.
Oh, my God. Ducks are playing. Dante just lost the ball trying to dunk. Like, literally going up, and he just like, up, oh, there goes.
I do appreciate how for 3 years in a row, Dante has beat the Beavers with a buzzer beater.
I appreciate that, too. We also just double dribbled, and the refs just ignored it. Like, the guy caught the ball. I think it was
Lindsay Lohan stole my coke.
Evans, call me Evans Jr., caught mm-hmm. the ball, dribbled, pretended he was going to shoot, and then took off driving to the hoop, and they're like, we'll allow it.
Like, that's fine. You're fine. Just don't do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, just... Oh, here's the thing about Dana Altman. Three-time Pac-12 Coach of the Year. 13, 15, 16. 16 is now 8 years ago.
Yeah.
We got to start doing something, Dana.
That's what I've been saying.
Even Bill Belichick's not getting hired.
I don't think Bill Belichick wants to get hired.
He wants to get hired where things are exactly how he wants them, though.
And like Navy.
Yeah, like where he can control everything. Yeah.
He wants to be the head coach of Navy. Like, let's be honest.
Did you hear that story about Chip Kelly looking into coaching an Ivy League school?
No.
Before going to Ohio State?
No.
He was asking around at the Ivy League schools. And I guess Ohio State caught wind of it and was like, well, what if we just hire you as OC? Would you do that? And he's like, yep. Fuck this wow. shit.
He really That's just wanted out wanted of Westwood.
Out. Exactly.
Yeah. So what that you're saying is you we're going to have more chances to stomp Chip Kelly's teams?
Yes. Chip Kelly. He's a little
Chip Kelly's.
Yeah. Kind of. I don't love Chip Kelly anymore.
I love who Chip Kelly was, but the Chip Kelly now is not the mm-hmm. same guy. So,
you know, I love a lot of who people used to be. I'll just say yeah. that much.
Yeah.
There's a lot Chip of people Kelly, who I love who they used to be.
Chip Kelly is the relationship of divorcee. When he was around, you loved him. When you left, it hurt. For a while, you were angry, and now we don't care.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but we were kind of happy that he was doing okay.
Yeah. He was when he was in the NFL in the NFL and doing okay, that was fine mm-hmm. because he wasn't a threat and we could watch him, like he's playing on different days usually, and
yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm coming back to college in your conference where I will see you.
Excuse me. And lose. Over and over and over.
Did you guys see the ESPN signed the exclusive rights to or some sort of the playoffs? That's what it was. They paid $1.3 billion per year for the 12 playoff or 12 team playoff system for like, I don't
know. So you can only watch it on ESPN?
And yeah, ABC. Only like your main game will be on ABC.
ESPN networks. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because earlier this year or like last year, ESPN was about to get sold off for parts.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden they're making major moves.
Well, but if you think about it, over 12 games. So you're saying basically 100, imagine $100 million, $100 million per team. $100 million per team, and then in the championship, you just double it. You know, like whoever gets there splits another 100. That's one way of looking. I mean, obviously those teams won't get the money. NCAA will, but they'll pay out. I don't know what the payouts are going to be.
They'll pay out after they get done stuffing their own pockets and stuff.
Well, yeah, of course. And then they just changed the playoff system too.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up.
Mm-hmm. What was it they changed it to? Do you remember?
It's 5 and 7.
So the top 5 conference champions and then the 7 highest ranked teams remaining?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Wasn't there like something like the Big Ten or 12 or one of those conferences were jockeying to try to get 4 guaranteed seats?
It wouldn't surprise me.
The NCAA.
Wouldn't surprise me. And they're just like, SEC was like, yeah, we got that. That's us.
Yeah. Yeah, and they were just like, no, that's not how this is gonna work. Like,
yeah, I could see that though.
Basically, just being like, well, we've got the best teams, so no.
I mean, the long and short of it is like, be inside the top 10, and you're going to the playoff.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice. I mean, there have been plenty of years where Oregon's been a top 10 team. Like this year, I think if we would have been in the playoff, we would have probably caused some problems for people.
Yeah, we would have been a matchup problem for a lot of teams.
Mm-hmm. If we could have just figured out Washington once.
Well, that's the thing though. You know, that 12 team playoff, we don't have to fight them again.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody else would have taken them out and we would have been in championship probably.
Against Michigan.
Uh-huh. And I think we matched up really well against Michigan.
That would have been a really interesting game.
For sure.
Man. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Although if ifs and buts were candies and nuts and every day would be Donkel Durst or whatever.
What does he say? Now you messed me up because I knew what it was before you said it wrong. It's like, what is it? Oh, I don't remember now. It's like Unta Christmas or something like that. Ah.
Donkel Durst.
That's not it.
Oh, if onlys and justs were candies and nuts, then every day would be Unta Donkfest.
Who's taking the Michigan coaching job? I didn't see that one.
Your mom.
The dude that cried. The dude that cried when he got the one chance to coach as head coach, or 2 chances.
They did a Raiders move, basically, is what they did.
Yeah. Well, it's like what Oregon did when we gave Miami's coach, Cristobal, when we bumped him up. The players were like, oh, he's such a good coach. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. Let's give him the job then.
Oh, okay.
And then it's like, oh, he's not very good.
He's not very good.
Mm-hmm.
He's, not great.
Turns out, not great.
Well, and then the other NCAA news was the game NCAA 25.
Yes.
Paying everybody $600 to use your name, image, and likeness. I don't know if some of those guys are really underpaid and some of them are really overpaid. I don't know if that's the best system, but at least we get the game, so whatever.
Yeah, and I think everybody just wants to be involved in having the game back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
I do feel like $600 is kind of low.
Oh, and everybody gets a copy of the game too.
Okay.
Every player gets
$660.
At least hit my greasy palm with $1,000, right?
Yeah. Like give me a sweet 4 digits and like, yeah. $600 kind of seems like.
It's also only 85 players are guaranteed to get that. So 85 times 600 is 51,000. Okay.
That's 134.
134 is like 6.8. Yeah, 6.834 million. That's all they're paying for rights. That's a pretty good deal for them. That's a
really good deal.
Yeah, I wonder what they pay the NBA in, like, professional sports.
Well, that's players. They also have to play out. They also have to pay out for the conference rights and then the teams and then also the NCAA.
It'd be interesting to see what that breakdown is, because I think once that gets out, like, players are probably going to be pissed. Be like, wait, the school gets all this? Well, the school's there every year. You're here for like four at most.
The school's an institution. Yeah. You wouldn't be here if it weren't for the school.
Most of the conferences are. And there's Tupac.
Yeah. They got so boned by the top.
Dave, did you see that?
Mm.
Oh, there's this guy that Jake and I see on TikTok a lot. He does these college football walk-on challenges where his goal is to walk onto the field of college football teams. And he did Oregon State and got inside the stadium and is walking around. And he was like, oh, this place is really cool. And I'm like, okay, is that where we're going with here? Okay, all right.
He's like, yeah, it feels like a small professional soccer stadium. Like, that's not a
compliment. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. G-Fed is his name. G-Fed. His TikTok handle. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I do the Oregon walk-on challenge 7 times a year. I'm not impressed.
Right? Mm-hmm. During a game, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Step up your game.
We should sideline passes.
We should make our own this year and just mock him. All right, we could do shot for shot even.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I want to draw attention on social media.
We can pretend. I'll use mine. I'll do it. And then because I actually have tickets, if somebody says something, be like, "No, I actually have tickets."
Right.
We were just doing this for the video.
We were just doing a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can sneak in. I'm showing you that I can, but I have a ticket. Be fun.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is my ticket upgrade day, Jake, at 3:02 p.m.
I saw that. I was hoping I'd have a settlement by now.
What do you mean by your ticket upgrade?
So every year, season ticket holders get an opportunity to upgrade or add seats to their ticket allotment or tickets they own. And everybody gets assigned a specific time to log in and do all that stuff or make a call to the ticket office. And mine happens to be at 3:02 tomorrow. And just,
oh, okay.
I was surprised, though, because that's pretty high on the list.
Because
it doesn't, it starts.
How?
I think tonight or today.
Out of curiosity.
Yeah.
How much is that seat next to?
It's probably the same as mine, which is like $440.
$440, huh?
Yeah.
Do you have to pay it all at once?
Mm-mm.
How much would I have to?
I pay $136 a month. For two tickets.
Oh, you got, yeah, for two tickets. I was like,
oh, so it would be
half that.
Half that. So it would be like 78.
Yeah.
I might have to have a conversation with you tomorrow.
Okay. Well, if you do, I'll try. I'll send them an email whenever you decide, because I got a second email here. I'll send it to you real quick. Basically, where the guy who's each person who has tickets has a contact sales manager. That's what it's called. And mine is Zach. Zach, this is Zach again, your ticket rep for the Ducks. Reminder, your select a seat appointment is tomorrow. And then basically he goes through the steps I need to do and then gives me his direct phone number.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so I could call, or in the email it says, if you have questions, email ahead. If you're planning on trying to get more seats, email ahead, you know, that sort of stuff. So let me know.
Let you know.
Fuck it. Sign me up for one.
Okay. I'll ask him. I can ask, because I know that Tons of Fun, who sits behind us, wanted those two seats too.
Oh.
But I don't know where his ticket... I think he's had those seats longer than me, because he was there when Dino was there, so...
Yeah. Well, if I get him and he wants it, I'll just trade.
Favors?
Yeah.
Oh. Just trade seats? Oh.
Just hook me up with... Yeah, just hook me up with your daughter-in-law.
What's her name?
I don't know. Sweet Cheeks?
Jay? Jessica? Jessica.
Jessica, yes. Yeah. That's her name, Jessica.
Jessica's boob.
I was about to say she's a bitch, but she's not. She's actually
she's a nice lady. She's a pick me girl, but she's a nice lady.
The Ducks were down 12-7. It is now 17-12.
Oh, that was sudden.
Yes. 10-0 run. We're like, hey, we don't like losing to you guys. We're just gonna take the lead.
Guess what? You suck.
You suck. Oh no, we suck again.
That's basically what it's like to be a state college fan.
Yeah.
Like you just wait to suck again. Like you get your 1 year in the sun, you know, like this is what happens. Like once every 4 or 5 years, Oregon State beats the Ducks. Then they pay for it the next year. It's always a blowout the next year after they beat the Ducks. Then it's 4 years of games that get gradually closer. And then the Beavers win a close one. They never blow the Ducks out.
Their close ones also tend to be home games for them.
Right. So yeah, they win at home 2-3 points, never by more than 10. And then another 4 or 5 years of losing to Oregon again. Mm-hmm. But now I think that the streak is I said this before, that the Oregon State rivalry is going to resemble the Boise State Idaho rivalry.
It's yes.
In 10 years, it will be over, because, you know, it while it was even for a while, it's not going to be even anymore. And if Oregon wins the next 9 in a row, people are going to be standing around going, why are we playing this game?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Mm-hmm. It's so much to the point that I forgot that the Vandals were an actual school with a football team.
Yeah.
They have a cool field.
Yeah.
The Kibby Dome.
I dated a chick that went there. That's as close to as much as I know about the Idaho Vandals.
And they had a serial killer there or something last year.
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah. Yeah, that was it. That's the place.
Yeah.
That was the guy.
Ooh, that was the guy.
Go, yeah. He did the thing.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
In Idaho.
Speaking
of, can you think of any state colleges that are better than their university? Does that make sense what I'm trying to say?
Ohio, Florida. Ohio.
Yeah. Okay, because I was thinking about Florida. Because Miami.
Penn.
Well, that's Miami U.
Yeah, Penn.
But
The Penn Quakers and Penn State University.
Oh, okay. See, that's another one where, like, I didn't even think about the fact that they had a university.
Trying to think of some other ones. Depending on the year and sport, Michigan's
And it's kind of hard for East Coast because there's so many schools out there.
Yeah.
Right, and then you forget, Tennessee is Vanderbilt, and also, like, other shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the thing. Like,
so compact though. There's like so
Rutgers,
many
isn't it? Rutgers. Rutgers is in New York,
New Jersey.
Piscataway, no, New Jersey.
Yeah. Okay, they're in Jersey. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Because they're so close to each other that it's like it's funny if you look at that map.
Louisiana.
Of schools, and it's just like bunches of them, and then as it gets like west of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
Washington.
Starts spreading out. Same thing with like county sizes.
Washington. The Louisiana one is tricky because when was the last time you thought of LSU as Louisiana State University?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because I never. I just happened to be going through states like
Alabama and Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado.
Are you doing the Animaniacs one?
I don't know the Animaniacs. Peru.
That's the countries. The states is similar though.
No, I used to have this
Florida.
I used to have this little cassette tape.
Florida might be the new leader.
That's a good one. Florida is pretty good. I used to, like, when I was a kid, I used to sit back and listen to old cassette tapes to try to go to sleep. And, you know, I'd change the tape out when I got all the way to the end because I was listening to music. I wasn't actually trying to go to sleep. But there was one that was the states. And it was just, you know, this weird little educational tape. And is the song was Alabama and Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado.
That's Animaniacs.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Look it up. You get it on YouTube. YouTube time.
Y'all vamp while I'm doing this.
We need a song for YouTube time.
YouTube time jingle.
After we do this, at some point, we got to talk about the NBA All-Star game, which I'm probably the only one who watched.
You are.
Mm-hmm. And there was the dunk contest.
I watched the dunk contest and the three-point contest with you when I came over.
I only know you watched that because, yeah, you were at my house. I had to come over. You're like, let me know. I'll watch this. And
what do people with no phones do?
I don't know. Jake, after we do that on YouTube, we got to look up the new Godzilla movie trailer.
Power Glove.
And wager all or part of your money.
I'll blow the wad.
What?
All right, then. In the category of the United States, the answer is the names of all 50 states and their capitals.
Okay.
Is this the one?
Yeah. Oh, I like how I did Mississippi.
Here goes. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Columbus is the capital of Ohio. There's Montgomery, Alabama, south of Helena, Montana. Then there's Denver, Colorado, under Boise, Idaho. Texas has Austin, then we go north to Massachusetts, Boston, and Albany, New York. Tallahassee, Florida, and Washington, D.C. Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Nashville, Tennessee. Elvis used to hang out there a lot, you know. Trenton's in New Jersey, north of Jefferson, Missouri. You got Richmond in Virginia, South Dakota has Pierre. Harrisburg's in Pennsylvania, and Augusta's up in Maine. And here is Providence, Rhode Island, next to Dover, Delaware. Concord, New Hampshire, just a quick jaunt to Montpelier, which is up in Vermont. Hartford's in Connecticut, so pretty in the fall. And Kansas has Topeka, Minnesota has St. Paul.
And there's a Space Needle.
Juneau's in Alaska, and there's Lincoln in Nebraska, and it's Raleigh out in North Carolina, and then there's Madison, Wisconsin, and Olympia in Washington, Phoenix, Arizona, and Lansing, Michigan. Here's Honolulu, Hawaii's a joy, Jackson, Mississippi, and Springfield, Illinois, South Carolina with Columbia down the way, and Annapolis and Maryland on Chesapeake Bay. They have wonderful clam chowder.
Is this a beetle?
Cheyenne is in Wyoming, and perhaps you make your home in Salt Lake City out in Utah, where the buffalo roam. Atlanta's down in Georgia, and there's Bismarck, North Dakota, and you can live in Frankfort in your old Kentucky home. Salem in Oregon, from there we go. Little Rock in Arkansas, Iowa's got Des Moines, Sacramento, California, Oklahoma, and its city, Charleston, West Virginia, and Nevada, Carson City. That's all the capitals there are.
Shave and a haircut, two bits.
Sorry, did not say what is. And then he gets it wrong. He's like, "What? Oh shit, son."
That's the other one. Oh,
did he go with a John Lennon like voice?
Yeah, Godzilla. Okay. What is it? Is it New Empire? Yeah, no, that's that one. Oh, there it is.
All right.
It is so good. Power Glove.
Power Glove.
For centuries, there was harmony.
Cheating ass.
The Titans were the guardians of nature.
Yeah, well, Godzilla wears pink now.
And the great apes
breast cancer
became the protectors of humanity.
Even Godzilla loves boobs.
Godzilla.
I'll watch out for 13 o'clock.
Watch out for 13 o'clock.
Oh man, am I gonna have to read this
We've
movie?
We discovered a signal.
Oh shit!
How come everyone's deaf in movies now? This is not something that translates.
Kong, Godzilla, they can feel it too.
It's like Godzilla changes something colors depending on his mood. Godzilla's a mood ring.
Godzilla.
You feel like going for a ride?
I just want to see. I just want to see Godzilla hit Kong.
Oh yeah, there was Dollar General.
What?
Dollar General.
Oh my god!
Can we?
Is that a mini Kong?
Can we fight somebody other than King Kong though?
Oh my god.
It's not.
It's not just a signal. That's a call for war.
Planet of the Apes. Congo, Planet of the Apes meets giants.
Man, they took Black Panther in a weird direction.
What is that?
Godzilla forever.
Kong can't stop this on his own.
He won't be
Why?
Alone.
Why are we acting like Kong's the good guy?
Look, same team, Farva.
Last time those two met up, it was almost the end of Kong.
Yeah, but now he's got the power glove.
We just have to work together.
He's fighting Irish Kong.
I have seen everything.
We've made some minor augmentations.
Oh.
Yep, boob.
That's gonna be
starring The Undertaker and Kane.
That's the kind of movie you watch in the theaters and you feel it in your balls.
Balls.
Just balls. Yeah. Vibrating throughout your body.
No, I don't want to watch. No, I don't want to watch the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer. We know that's coming.
Yeah,
and so, and we all are.
We are all coming.
I wish we could get to the next step of Godzilla movies, which is having Godzilla fight his rogues gallery of baddies like Mothra, King Ghidorah, Mechagodzilla, any of these motherfuckers. Like, let's line them up and get to war. Like, instead of fighting fucking King Kong 100 times.
Wasn't one of them in the last one?
Yeah, Mechagodzilla was the last one.
And there wasn't
and Mothra.
Mothra in it.
Not
too?
Mothra, the one the
three-headed one.
300, yeah. Is that I can't remember what that one's name is.
I can't remember what that one's name is either.
That one's name is goddamn it.
Oh yeah.
Three times. God damn it times three.
That was called we're fucked.
Nah, yeah. Shit. Like, how do you fight three heads?
With four?
The three fists.
Yeah, you get them to fight each other. That's one thing I like.
Time in a knot. I saw cartoons.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get them to argue, and when they argue, they start like going around like that, and then all of a sudden they're like,
and they choke themselves out.
Yeah.
Exactly. And like you win.
Mm-hmm. And then we win.
And then we score. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn it, Pantera.
Do you respect your stepmom, Pantera? Dude, I love that. Do you just send me fucking random ass clips of Beavis and Butthead?
Because they show up on my TikTok, and I'm like, well, Jake probably needs to see this one.
Oh, yeah.
It's something you're going to hate.
It's not like it's definitely not like I haven't seen several of them, but some of them like, yeah, this is a good one.
The two chick one, the college music
that
one.
That one, oh my god!
I fucking laughed out loud.
It was like, oh, she did it again. when he says again for the last time, it's like it's like, yeah, it makes me think about stool.
Yeah.
Boop.
Oh my god.
Like looking back as an adult and watching Beavis and Butthead, like I completely understand why my parents did not want me watching it.
It's still hilarious.
It's still hilarious. Because they did not want me, they didn't want me emulating what you know, and I get it, but at the same time, like, it's pretty funny shit.
It's hilarious. Like, I don't, I never understood why my parents didn't want me to watch it. I just didn't get it. They're like, that's stupid shit. Like, it's funny.
Like, yeah, it's stupid. You know what else is stupid? Fucking America's Funniest Home Videos. America's Funniest Home Videos is just Jackass without fucking Johnny Knoxville.
It's Jackass without, like, them going out and making the video on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, the people don't get hurt on AFE.
Mm-hmm. It's Candid Jackass.
Yeah.
You're on Candid Jackass.
Oh, that was an air ball.
There's a lot of TV shows that didn't survive that were kind of weird. Like Candid Camera was weird because like the premise could only last for so long.
Candid Camera was a lot like Punk'd.
I was about to say there's always like a new iteration of the show, right?
Yeah.
Like now it's Impractical Jokers.
Uh-huh.
I feel like Impractical Jokers has been going around for a long time.
It's been going around long enough that they've had a couple changes in the crew.
Well, they sunk their teeth into a network that didn't have much. So
yeah,
that's how you do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, Crew TV, what do you got going on this week?
They're like, well, we've got the NCAA tournament coming in like 8 months.
Yeah, what about the rest of the time?
Nothing.
You want to do this and make maybe some, like, is it cake?
I hate those shows.
Have you noticed that, like, most TV stations these days just have, like, 4 or 5 shows that they just show reruns of?
Like, USA mm-hmm. Network is like, hey, Law & Order, got any more of those?
Yeah,
they got more than Law & Orders.
And Rizzoli and Isles
and NCIS. Those are the three, I think.
Castle was one for a while, I think.
I count NCIS as a CSI. Oh, I guess not as a Law & Order.
Mm. And they're not even on the same channel.
What about
they're
JAG?
All the same show.
JAG is a CBS, which is like directly a spinoff of NCIS without being a spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like JAG was on in the 90s, though.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Early 2000s, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's when NCIS started. In that mm-hmm. era. I'm pretty sure NCIS started before JAG, though.
I need to know. Let's see. JAG.
No! Oh,
have
dude.
Have you ever seen the rain?
Why didn't any of you guys tell me how fucking good Daredevil was?
1995, JAG came out.
Yeah, you fucking JAG off.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
God damn it.
I may have told you at some point.
You know, you're like, yeah, I like it. I was like, all right, I'll try it. And then I tried it, and I was like, this is stupid. The first episode does kind of suck.
Yeah.
NCIS 2003.
Well, hey.
These
what about Airwolf?
Airwolf?
Remember that show?
Yeah. Remember the Lazarus Man?
Airwolf, and what was the... There was another Airwolf,
1984.
Show. 1984. Airwolf was 94? Or 84?
84, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys remember Pretender?
Yes. I was thinking about that show the other day.
We used to watch a lot of Pretender.
Are you a doctor? I am today.
Yeah. So the premise is this guy who gets taken as a kid.
Is this
and
Catch
he's
Me
like,
If You Can?
No.
Not quite. So basically he's held in like a government institute where they, I can't remember if they augment him or something, but he's just really smart.
Yeah.
And he basically can learn anything by watching it. And then he breaks out. He breaks out of said institution.
In a day.
Mm-hmm. Breaks out and then is on the run. And it's very Catch Me If You Can, where except that he knows what he's doing. He's not just pretending he's a pilot or something.
Do you concur?
Yeah, do you concur? Like, he actually does all that stuff, and then they're constantly hunting him down. And I remember it being an entertaining show.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It was one of those, like, Sunday afternoon programs on NBC. Like, one of those time slots.
Like Fall Guy?
Yeah. Yeah. The Lazarus Man comes to mind for that. It's like what you watched when American Gladiators wasn't in season.
Right, or sports.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
So baseball season, the summertime.
I still remember the NBA on NBC song.
Trivia question, who composes that song?
John Tesh, we all know that.
Yeah. Dave might not have known that.
I didn't know that. I knew the song.
It's a heart of a champion.
Yes.
There's words.
It's one of those songs where, like, I hadn't thought about it for years, and then you said it, and I was like, wait, how come I haven't heard that song in forever?
Because the NBA is not on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
When it's on ABC, or no, ABC or Fox, one of them plays it every once in a while. Like, you'll hear it. I think it's Fox, because I've heard it on FS1.
Yeah, they do it for their college basketball.
Yes.
And it throws me because I'm like,
confusing.
Like, no.
We're like, that's not it.
It's like when Kurt Angle came out to the Patriots music.
Is
like,
Charles Barkley going to fight Shaq? Well, that's on TNT now.
No, that's on TNT. Yeah, that's.
Did you watch that video?
I watched most of it. I was helping set up a deal.
Jake or Dave, did you see that?
Mm-mm.
See if I can find it and send it. Maybe we can play that.
Shaq and
dude, it's so funny. What would it be?
Shaq, Orlando. Off air.
Anyway, basically Chuck and Shaq realize they're not on TV and just start fucking going at it and dropping F-bombs. But it's like, exactly like you'd get on TNT, but if they did it on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. And it's like a 5-6 minute clip. And then the whole time you get Ernie like trying to play mediator. He's like, no, I wasn't laughing at you. Whoa. I was laughing at something else. Like, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I can't find it.
I sent it to you. What did I send? God damn it, that's gonna be stuck in my head for a while.
Well, while you guys look at that, did you guys see the Oregon Ducks are coming out with the old 1954 baseball uniforms?
And this was 12 years ago.
But... yeah, I was about to post it. Did one of you post the picture of Jake putting me in a sling?
I did. Yeah, that was yesterday.
Yeah.
That was 12 years ago yesterday, I think.
Jesus, when I realized I really shouldn't snowboard.
You gotta learn today.
I went one time after that. I did two runs and then sat in the bar for 6 hours.
I was there for that too.
It's good times. Let's see. Maybe Orlando, it was on.
Off. Man, this is compelling. Compelling listening for our people.
So good.
Mm-hmm. All right, I can't find it. I give up.
I can click on links.
Tell us about the All-Star game.
They need to switch it back to not East versus West. That's the big takeaway. Like the fucking NBA All-Star game had zero defense, and usually they kind of half-ass play defense, but because the teams were almost like young versus old, with the East being the young guys and the West being the older dudes, the East dudes just ran the whole fucking time. And the West guys were like, I don't care.
It's the All-Star game, whatever. Mm-hmm. We'll pull up.
Yeah. And so there was literally no defense. And then they did. I stopped paying attention like the second half. And I know the last couple of years they did the thing where it was like, all right, next team, or they would do 25 points more.
25 plus, basically.
Yeah. Well, like the team that's winning has to score 25. So they set like a score to get to. So if we have 175, the score to get to is 200.
And if I have 150, I have 150.
Yep, you got to get 50 points to get to 200. So whoever gets there first, win by two, that's who wins it. I don't know if they did that this year because the West was so far behind. Like, it was 30 points down, at least. So
it looks like the final was like a 50 or 60 point win.
The East ridiculous. Scored over 200.
Yeah.
Dame had 39 points and got MVP.
And the thing that sucks is, like, it used to always be that the fourth quarter was real basketball.
Mm-hmm.
The first three quarters was fuck around time, but the fourth quarter mattered. And they would keep track of a score in the fourth quarter, and who won that was who won the game.
Yeah.
But
I think, you know, I think they need to change up the format, though. The East versus West clearly doesn't work, with the West being talent heavy, but veteran heavy. Like, the veterans just don't care. The young guys on the East, though, they're really fucking into it. So they're out there trying to get their points, and it's not that the West was like, I mean, we're going to try to get some dunks in, but that's it. When it was picking teams, like when it's LeBron versus Giannis, I felt like that was much more competitive. And unless they changed the format to, like, where you just said the fourth quarters where they really try, shortening the other quarters to like 8 minutes and then running 15 minutes or 25 minutes for the fourth, something like that, or first to 50, do something where it's just different. Like, you're not going to get a competitive game. Mm-hmm. And that's what people want. We want to see some sort of defense. There was a stat that I saw after the game that was like, in 1996, there were 43 fouls called in the All-Star game. Take a guess, over under 10 at this All-Star game.
Under.
Under.
Strong under.
Three fouls the whole game. And the two that I saw were bullshit. Like, they're like, oh, we're going to call foul.
The thing that worked for the NBA All-Star game was that it was both, it towed the line of being neither fish nor fowl. It was both legitimate competition and entertainment. Baseball, it's too much like a game of baseball to be a truly entertaining spectacle.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you got a guy who throws 100 miles an hour, but does that mean you get to see, it's like, oh, let's see him pitch against Aaron Judge. Okay, well, that happened once. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Great. Fantastic. Football, you, it's not reasonable. It's too unlike the game for it to be entertaining.
Well, did you watch that this year, the Pro Bowl?
No, I didn't.
Because it was flag football.
Yeah, it's not even a Pro Bowl game anymore.
Well, there you go.
They did a quarter of flag football. Then they did a lineman challenge. Like, they did like a tug of war. They did like a moving weights thing. I don't remember the other one. And then they'd play like a quarter of football. And then, like, so it went like that back and forth. Not even, no pads, no helmets.
So, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, that just kind of proves the point that, like, it's so far detached from what the game was at one point.
Right, yeah.
Like, the Pro Bowl used to be entertaining. It was never good football, but they would do fun stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just the death of All-Star games in general. You know, like you mentioned baseball. Great pitching, more times than not, is going to beat great batting, in my opinion.
Didn't the NHL have celebrities in their All-Star game this year?
The NHL is pretty lit.
I was going to say, the NHL is like, they figured, but also hockey players are tough. Like, they don't care.
They play hockey.
Like, they play hockey. No, is it the All-Star game? Cool. I'm going to hurt somebody.
The All-Star game, I will say, no, people aren't out there to try to hurt anybody, but it's hot dog hockey, you know, but it's still hockey. But, you know, guys are trying to do silly shit with the puck that they wouldn't normally do in a game. But it's not as though they're out there completely just letting guys get to the slot and put it on goal.
Right.
There's still a sense of pride in the game.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA All-Star game. The NBA All-Star game is like pickup basketball, except for, you know, you don't go sit if you lose. There's no consequences to losing the All-Star game. I think that's the biggest problem. What if they did something like the like the NFL and did the NBA All-Star game at the end of the year, like during the finals, like between finals days.
The teams that didn't.
Everybody that didn't make it.
Yeah.
To the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Vegas.
The coaches.
Put up a purse that's worth it. Put up a purse that you're going to want to play for. You know.
And you could still do like your All-Star Saturday night during the season. But I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't do that. I'm just trying to think of a way to
save the All-Star game.
Yeah, make it better. How do we save the All-Star game? That was the other thing, is the dunk contest. It's just like Dave and I, we watched the video where Stephen A. Smith said, maybe we didn't watch it, but
you
we
said talked it to me. About it.
Stephen A. said LeBron ruined the NBA dunk contest by not wanting to do it. And everybody else is like, all the big guys, big names are like, I don't want to do it either. Now, his point was, well, five of the first 13 winners went on to be Hall of Famers. Okay, that's Michael Jordan, Dominique Wilkins. That's the two. Like, they have those five. So that's a kind of a bullshit stat.
Yeah, you don't get to say, yeah, that's a little corny.
Yeah.
Was there a kid in the dunk contest that was named Dominique Wilkins this year? Or did
He put on the Wilkins jersey.
Oh, okay. Because I
watched it.
I was watching it, but not, like, we were talking at the same time.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, because that's not unheard of. Like, right. My last name's Wilkins, and I like basketball.
Well, they
name my kid, you know.
D. Brown was in the dunk contest, and Jaylen Brown was in it this year. Both of them were Celtics and wore number 7.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Jaylen Brown tried to do the D. Brown dunk that he won the contest with. But when you watch it, he fucking does the dunk, and then he's like, oh, he lands like that. And they're like, what? That's not it. You watch it, they showed practice video. I saw it on Instagram today, and he actually did it right, but he just, I don't know.
I'm sure you've tried that dunk. It's a tough dunk.
I don't know. I always felt like I could kind of see the rim, even if I'm covering my face. It looks like it's the same as the, who was it that did the blindfold? I forget.
Cedric Sabalas.
Yes. Cedric Sabalas from the Suns. War number 23. He tried that blindfold thing and everybody's like, what? I know Daredevil can actually see. So
they're like, Cedric, you can definitely see, bro.
Right. Mm-hmm. He like, he steps it off and then missteps on his jump, but still makes it perfectly. Okay, bud. All right. Yeah. Then the other stuff, the 3-point shootout was still legit. The skills challenge was bogus. I guess it wasn't bogus, but it's kind of dumb.
Dribble through some cones, throw a pass.
Yeah, and they all messed it up. But the cool part was the court when they did that. Did you see that whole LED court they had?
Court? Yeah, that looked cool.
It was super cool. Dave and I were like watching and we're like, wait, how much you think that cost?
Mm-hmm.
Nearest we could figure out was between $2.5 and $4 million. They custom make the courts. So there's multiples out there that exist. There's one in at Oxford University, I think it is, where they have it pre-programmed for 9 different sports. So they just switch the thing and it, like, that's kind of cool.
That's pretty cool.
Not nearly as expensive as I thought. Cause I think my estimation was $13 million.
And then I think you brought it down to low tens.
Yeah.
But still,
that's still way more than.
Yeah.
And it actually turned out to be.
How long till Oregon has an LED court?
I think they would have to petition NCAA to get it. And with their court being one of the newer ones in the country, I don't think they want to change it.
It's one of the newer, more iconic ones.
It's
like,
yeah,
we need
a
new court. Why? Because everyone says we do.
Because we saw one on TV that was cooler. Yeah. That's how Oregon works. Phil Knight's like, hey, you guys want a new court?
Mm-hmm.
You see me testing it out at the All-Star game?
I was on it. And I'll write you a check. He'll write him a check.
I'll write him a goddamn check. Write him with a bunch of zeros on it.
Lots of them.
Well, speaking of Oregon, we had Freddie Jones, former Duck basketball player, is one of the judges for the dunk contest, wearing a Sabrina jersey.
Noise.
And then Sabrina showed up. She did the 3-point shootout thing versus Steph. She lost, but she only lost by 3.
Which isn't bad.
Yeah.
And she shot from the guy's line because she was like, no, I'll shoot from the guy's line.
Yeah.
Oh. She still shot with a WNBA ball, which I think is almost the same. Or yeah, it might be
smaller. The ball.
It's like 28 and a half and 28.
So, the guy's is 29 and a half.
So yeah, that's what I meant. 29 and a half and 29.
Maybe. I don't remember. But anyway, she did all right. She shot 26, which would have got her in the finals and tied Dame's final score. So she just happened to be against Steph, who was like, I literally cannot lose this. I have to win. If I lose, nobody will let me ever do anything ever.
Ever.
He probably didn't.
Ever again.
But you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. These people.
Hey!
They could have been anywhere in the world, but they're here with us. We appreciate that. Make sure you're checking us out on the YouTube so you can see the pre-show and see Dave show up late today. But for this episode, this edition of my show, good night, universe.
That's a podcast!
Hey, go Ducks!
Yes.
Check out definitelynotsellingdrugs.com.